Oh, my mate, you're back. I just returned from work myself about an hour ago. Come over here and cuddle with me. Now home is complete. It doesn't feel like home unless you're in my arms. Before you moved in, it was just a dwelling. You're what makes it home. This feels like your home now, too. That's wonderful, my mate. I was afraid you might not have felt the same way. But I am so happy to know that you do. Now let's cuddle, and you can tell me more about how your day was. Yes, our jobs are quite easy and simple compared to what you might have been used to on Earth. Most of our technology does everything for us. However, because we respect nature so much, we try to give back to it in return. Especially considering how nature is the basis of most of our technology and structures, it's similar to maintenance in a way. Your job may seem like you're simply spraying buildings with water, but since our buildings are plant life, you are helping to keep them hydrated and strong. My job of keeping up with water usage percentages is easy but extremely detrimental. It's important not to ever overuse our resources. Something that the human race should have considered years ago. Not just with water, but also your trees, minerals, and many other things that have been overused way too often. Truthfully, if my race wouldn't have intervened, then humanity would have destroyed itself, as well as other life forms on Earth. Sorry for sounding so judgmental of your race, my mate. It's just that nature has always been very important to my people, and I'm in no way judging you. You have acclimated very well to this planet and to our society. You work very well with the Nibirians and contribute a lot to society. You have only been here a couple of months and have already managed to secure a job, learn many of our customs, and function properly within our way of life and society. I am truly proud of you, my mate. You have a question? Okay, darling, go ahead and ask. Oh? You're curious about the history of my people? That is so flattering, my mate. Well, I have already mentioned to you how my kind evolved from a salamander-like creature and our past involvement with her, so I can skip those explanations. But it is important for you to know how we became so symbiotic with nature. Well, technically everything is symbiotic with nature in a way, but this is especially true for my people. Way back in the earliest days of our evolutionary history, my ancestors were herbivorous creatures. As expected, that meant they were to interact with plant life very often. Some of those plants contained special chemicals that helped develop the brains of my ancestors. Thus, their intellect grew exponentially at a rapid rate. In time, my ancestors evolved similarly to that of dinosaurs, reptiles, and then became bipedal. Like with you humans, this gave us the ability to use our front limbs. My ancestors began experimenting with different plants and chemicals, eventually being able to derive sustenance from the sun like plants, however. We can absorb a lot more light for biomass. My ancestors worshipped nature and the sun. Nature was the goddess mother and the sun the father god. And we were their children. Over time, we began to tap into many other forces of nature like the elements and also the power of sound. The power of sound is very influential and very powerful. Sound is pretty much synonymous with, like, vibrations and frequencies. We consider this the instruments of the cosmos. And the four elements that we have on our planet, which are the exact same four elements that you have on your planet, and most other planets too, fire, water, soil, and air, are more like the music produced from the instrument. We notice the connection between sound and the elements, and how the elements are pretty much living beings within themselves. You can talk with them, interact with them, and ask them to help you out, if you're able to speak their language, of course. Certain frequencies are aligned with certain elements. And then on top of that, there are other frequencies that are associated with said element that command that element to do certain things, take certain shapes, stretch out to different lengths, exert a certain amount of power or force, etc. It sounds cool, doesn't it? Well, that's what my race realized, and this is what we use today for all of our technology, including our spaceships. Completely unlike your planet, of course. Do you know, by any chance, where your electricity comes from? Trust me, it's rarely ever done by solar power, or the way we do it. And of course, using the bare elements by themselves is kind of, well, not as effective. Think about asking a skeleton to lift up a very heavy thing for you. I mean, it has no skin, no muscles, anything. It'll pretty much shatter even trying to do it. Using the elements by themselves without any form of intervention is pretty much using a hollow husk. The elements only respond to vibrations and frequencies. And so these vibrations and frequencies essentially bring the elements to life, giving them force and power, while giving them the necessary commands. Well, according to the vibrational sound, of course. This is what I like to call activated elements. You have standby elements, such as, well, ponds or lakes of water, or just randomly breezing wind. This is when the elements are on their autopilot phase. So they're pretty much acting without conscious. But when you tap into them, you can make them do amazing things, which is what we do. Your kind, unfortunately, has a habit of draining the planet of its essential resources, mainly in the form of fossil fuels. What your kind call fossil fuels are actually an extremely potent form of oil, very essential to the planet, that is forcibly extracted from her mantle. This oil contains such powerful energy, and is pretty much the planet's blood, which is why it's capable of doing so many things, including, yes, conducting energy in the form of what you guys call electricity. This electricity, though, when conducted in a certain way, can, to some extent, will the power of the elements, but it's completely against the elements' will. It's like, essentially, your body being used without your own permission. Hence why your planet has seen so many natural disasters recently. Not only are you damaging nature and ruining the natural balance of the planet by draining it of its own blood, but you're also taking the elements and forcing them to do what you want. Instead of connecting to them naturally and communicating with them, you basically grab it by its head and force it to do what you want. For example, your government, or whatever they call themselves, use these same fossil fuels to alter your weather. Like, for example, producing rain, lightning, snow, hail, or whatever. This is something that has been brought to the attention of our kind. It was at this point that we realized that we really had to take back control of the planet. What we originally taught you humans, well, you guys pretty much just tarnished it and transformed it into a method of selfishness. But going on, like for example how your electricity in quote can produce fire, or generate air or wind through, well, fans or other forms of technology that your kind have created, or how it can produce ice through your refrigerators or freezers. This is very minor technology your government allows you, which we're actually able to control on a much wider scale. And hence, where I've mentioned weather. Do you ever find it funny how your meteorologist or, in quote, weathermen are able to predict the weather up to 10 days in advance? Well, we're actually able to look in far beyond that. They just let you see 10 days, that's all. That's because they know what sort of weather they want to create. But the weather system has been changing very much on your planet over the past 2 years. And that is in part because of, well, this war that's going on. A lot of their technology has been either completely confiscated from them or destroyed. We can control the weather too on our planet, but Instead of using it for evil purposes, we use it to further enhance the planet and everything about it. We can talk to the elements, communicate with them, and then in return, the elements create a certain weather pattern based on our request. And how do we make those requests? Well, again, by manipulating vibrations and frequencies and using certain sounds to do so. What do you humans use? Submarines, I think they are, to protect you from the water? We can just signal the water to protect us by creating a barrier around us so that we're able to breathe under it, no matter how deep under we go. Or if you want to excavate in order to put something into the ground, we can just signal the soil to either rise up or cave in upon itself so that we're able to put something there, etc., etc. Frequencies and vibrations are actually quite powerful. I mean, you experience it every time you listen to music, hear a song, or whatever. This is why music is so influential. It carries vibrations and frequencies with it that can change people's perspective on things, make people feel a certain type of way, or react in a certain way. That's why your government loves to use singers and rappers. People with an innate and natural affinity for singing and music creation are now used for evil purposes. It's so sad if you think about it. But yeah, that's only the extreme lower end of what vibrations and frequencies can do. Certain sounds can be used to hallucinate people. Certain sounds can be used to mind control people. Certain sounds can be used to invoke certain emotions in people. And in your world, it's constantly being used through instrumental music, singing. Well, truthfully, anything that has sound and can be used for entertainment. When it comes to these certain celebrities I just mentioned, there's something called selling your soul. When truthfully, they're not selling their actual soul, they're merely selling the rights of their magnetism, or voice, or talents, or whatever, their natural gifts and affinities, over to these, well, predators. It's a shame that something so priceless is so easily given through the promise of having the world at their fingertips, having all the worthless material stuff that they want. But in your world, it's done on a daily basis. So, anyway, the reason why using sound and vibration is a lot more effective and efficient than using fossil fuels is simply because those fossil fuels will very soon deplete, or the planet itself, of course having its own will, just like any of the other elements, will just act upon itself in a complete purge. This would include the destruction of almost every creature on the planet. Think of it as a really hard reset for the planet. This is in part why we're here. We want to relieve the planet of having to go that far, while at the same time working alongside it, basically leaving it to only having to do 50% of the work, while we do the job of purging, but in a lot more calculating way than the planet would have done herself. Either way, had we not intervened, the planet would have been completely barren of life, causing you all to go extinct in one way, or the planet would have just purged herself. Well, which would have led to another case of mass extinction. We are getting rid of a lot of humans, but we're making sure to preserve some of the good ones, like you, who actually care about nature and the planet. You and your genes are that of which we deem worthy of carrying on. And some of us appreciate you even to the extent of wanting to procreate with you, like myself. But anyway, aside from all that rambling, one of the main reasons why we're on the planet doing what we're doing is, well, because of an age-long galactic war we've had with many extraterrestrial species that happened to be on your planet. You see, what we found out is that very shortly after we left and entrusted the planet to you and your kind, another race came in, which unfortunately was one of our greatest adversaries throughout the universe. These beings would go pillaging planet to planet of its resources. They're kind of like the pirates of the universe in a way. This includes the races of the Reptilians and another race called the Pleiadians. They come from different galaxies in the universe. And trust me, they have beefs with so many different intergalactic races, including ours, which are known throughout the universe to be one of the most technologically and mentally superior races throughout the universe. As a matter of fact, our kind had to get into war with these species so many different times before, on so many different planets. We had to go save these planets from near annihilation, and some of which that weren't so nearly drawn to the edge of extinction, planets that were just merely, well, bullied by these entities, we would save them and assist them too. We're seen as sort of like, I guess what you would consider the guardians of the galaxy in a way. Yeah, I use a reference from your planet. I guess you're into Marvel movies, huh? Truthfully, a lot of stuff that's in Marvel actually goes on throughout the universe, which would make sense. I mean, the people in charge of the production of a lot of these types of media are, of course, aliens themselves. And the humans who've made pacts with them. But about these races I mentioned, they came upon this planet and, well, made a pact with your kind. Well, certain ones of your kind considered to be more mentally advanced than the rest. They would teach them how to drain the lifeblood of the planet and use it for their advantages. In return, they would forever be in service to these entities, and occasionally every now and then, giving a bit of the planet's resources and energy to them, so that these two extraterrestrial races can use it for their own evil deeds. And since this planet used to originally be our dojo, we took very special precaution in how we dealt with this planet. Trust me, it's not just us invading, or what you would consider invading, but it's many other races too. Races in which we saved. Races in which we get along with a lot. Races in which, well, hate these two species just as much as we do. And that of which are also willing to procreate with humans who they deem good, to carry on such pure and righteous genes onto new generations. You can say that humans will, in a sense, never be the same again. But that's a good thing, honestly. Not only that, but it'll teach you a brand new way of manipulating energy and controlling the elements. Not in a way that's destructive to the planet, or in a way that is inefficient and fleeting. I mean, let's say they drained the planet of all of its fossil fuels. Then what would you have in order to, well, improperly generate these elements you create? Or control the weather? They would have nothing. They'd be powerless, essentially. But sounds and vibrations are practically infinite. Again, like I mentioned, they're like the instruments of the universe. So they're forever. And can never be depleted. It's kind of akin to what your species would consider magic. But trust me, it's not exactly magic. Unless you would consider science to be magic. And speaking of governments, we don't necessarily have a government. We technically don't have one at all. All of my kind are united by nature. It is in our very being to unite under a single purpose to respect nature. Oh yes, we do have individual personalities and perspectives. But when it comes to our species, we turn to nature for our decisions. Not only in plant life, but in every aspect of natural order. The elements, sounds, vibrations, the planet herself, you name it. Oh, and by the way, like I mentioned before, your family will be perfectly fine during this invasion. Now some humans will be separated from their families, and vice versa. Pretty much for good. Because in some families, there's that one outsider, or outlier, who really has an affinity for the planet, unlike his parents, or his or her family. So certain parts of that family would be handpicked, and then the rest of the family will unfortunately, well, you know. As messed up as I'm sure it sounds, this is how our race decided to go about it. It's honestly the best way. And of course, the dismantling of your government system will cause, well, social collapse on a major level. I honestly feel kind of bad to see it, but it's not like I haven't seen it so many times before, on so many different planets that we had to save. Luckily for you, you and your family have such an extreme affinity to nature that, well, all of you get to procreate with us. Your family is perfectly safe and on their way to this planet as we speak. Your parents will see a grandchild in about 6 months or so. And many of the savable humans have accepted this. and have corroborated with us, thus saving a good number of your race. And honestly, it doesn't really take too much to persuade male humans to copulate. And apparently our males are a big hit with the females of your species. There is a thing you humans call femboys for its rising popularity. And fortunately, our males are more feminine looking than a lot of human males. So we're getting just as much attention as well. Well, yes, crossbreeds may sound kind of strange, but it isn't a new thing. Your government has secretly been creating numerous crossbreeds over the years, including mixing some of our genetics with theirs. They've also made dozens of animal hybrids as well. Take Wisconsin, for example. They wanted to make wolf-human hybrids like the Legends of Werewolves. Now you have the Beast of Bray Road. There are other examples, of course, but I digress. The point is your government does experiments on this for more nefarious purposes than we do. We may have left your planet a long time ago, but we've still been keeping an eye on things through the vine. And I mean that literally. And some of our vines actually relay information to us. And honestly, much of your government doesn't have much of a choice in what they're doing. They're mostly serving these much more powerful extraterrestrial races. And truthfully, those races are basically your government, and the humans within the government are just, well, faces. That's all. But it doesn't matter. They still decided to work with our enemies. A friend of our enemies is still our enemy. Your human government, as well as the true shadow government, which are the extraterrestrials, these races I mentioned, will take the brunt of our, well, assault. The Niberians and many other races have banded together to create what I like to call a galactic federation. We're here to pretty much fuck shit up, as you would say, but in a good way. Humans on your planet are going to experience so many crazy things like changes of weather, changes of temperature, crazy natural disasters, societal collapse, governmental structures collapsing day by day, and so much other stuff. You were probably beginning to see this in some way, shape, or form before it took you off the planet a few months ago. Oh, well, that's an interesting question. Why, yes, we did leave technology on the Earth before going back to Nibiru. However, since it's plant life, you wouldn't be able to distinguish it from other plants. We purposely did that besides. We're the only ones who can actually use our technology, since it responds to our biometrics. Some of our technology, humans have, well, sort of used. Mostly your government, but they know not of how to actually use the full extent of it, nor do they actually know how to manipulate the full extent of sound and frequency in order to get what they want. They get most of their information from, well, the extraterrestrial races, which still are not close to our knowledge of the fundamentals of the universe. But with all the life and energy they've pillaged over the years, they are still quite a bit of a threat as a result. But had it not been for their trickery and pillaging, and absorption of energy from all sorts of different planets, by themselves, they wouldn't stand a chance against my race, or many others throughout the universe. So you can say they cheat their way into becoming really strong. Kind of like using cheat codes in a video game, which, yes, does help you in short term. But eventually the devs will find you and notice what you're doing and ban you. The decay of some of our technology as well as regular plants has become a fuel source for humanity. That, as well as the planet's blood. Humans are pretty much using death as a power source. And I know that you weren't trying to destroy our planet, but the fact still remains that all that usage of your fuel has caused such horrible damage to the environment. In a way, we made it so your world could have a brighter future, instead of a world that would have been too hot for life, or completely barren of life, or having a world that would have killed you by simply purging herself, getting rid of everything and everyone that she considers toxic or parasitic. Regardless of the intention, you're still using her energy against her, in a sense. So, she would have seen your mere actions, and decided to get rid of you just simply based off of that. Which she was going to do, actually. We had to negotiate with her, and come up with a more proportion-based solution. Some would be saved, while some would just be wiped out. This way we can save a lot more human beings who actually are deep down good, but just part of a very self-destructive system. Also in this way, the planet can recover, and our hybrid child, just like many other hybrid children, can visit your homeworld one day. Will I marry you? Oh, I'm sorry, my mate. It's just that, according to the customs of my people, we're technically married already. You see, human marriage is a legal binding. In a way, it's our child that binds us together. From the very moment you impregnated me, we became bound. However, the bond must come out of willingness to start a family and not by unplanned pregnancy. Regardless of planned or unplanned pregnancy, however, a father and mother should still be involved in the lives of their children and provide. They may not dwell together, but that shouldn't ever stop them from being involved. I understand with you humans it's complicated with some situations, but my point is, both parents should show their love to their children. Because when you show them love, then it works out all the rest. My people are like some of the animals on your planet. We find a mate and then keep them for life. However, there are some creatures who don't do that. But that's in their nature. Same as having one mate is our own nature. Wait, were you thinking that we should be married since we're having a child? Because even though my people do marriage a bit different than yours, we still know that love should be the deciding factor for that. After all, you can be responsible without marriage. Love should be within a family, not an obligation. So, you really do love me? And it just wasn't to save your family and try to save the human race? Wow, I love you too. You know something? I know that you will be a great father. I see love in your eyes, and love is exactly what a child needs. You're a hero, you know? Not just to your Earth family, but this one as well. And a hero deserves special attention. How about I go make your dinner and then afterwards we can have a bath together? If that sounds like a wonderful way to end the evening. What do you think? I thought that you would agree. Okay, I'll wait here and I'll fix your dinner. I love you, my mate.